1 Kings, chapter 7. And Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. For he built the house of the forest of Lebanon, its length was 100 cubits, and its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, on 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above over the 45 beams, that were on the pillars, 15 in a row. And there were beams in 3 rows, and window was opposite window in 3 ranks. And all the doors and jambs were made square with beams, and window was opposite window in 3 ranks. And he made the porch of pillars, its length was 50 cubits, and its width 30 cubits, and a porch before them, and pillars and a threshold before them. And he made the porch of the throne where he was to judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from floor to floor. And his house where he was to dwell, the other court inside the porch, was of like work. He also made a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken as wife, like this porch. All these were of costly stones, even of cut stone, according to measure, sawed with saws, inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside to the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, even cut stone, according to measure, and cedar wood. And the great court round about had 3 courses of cut stone, and a course of cedar beams, like the inner court of the house of Yahweh, and the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze, and he was filled with the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge to work all works in bronze. And he came to King Solomon, and wrought all his work. For he fashioned the 2 pillars of bronze, 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits encircled either of them about. And he made 2 capitals of molten bronze, to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were nets of checker work, and wreaths of chain work, for the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital, and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars, and there were 2 rows round about on the 1 network, to cover the capitals that were on the top of the pomegranates, and so he did for the other capital. And the capitals that were on the top of the pillars in the porch were of lily work, 4 cubits. And there were capitals above also on the 2 pillars, close by the belly which was beside the network, and the pomegranates were 200, in rows round about on the other capital. And he set up the pillars at the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called its name Jachin, and he set up the left pillar, and called its name Boaz. And on the top of the pillars was lily work, so the work of the pillars was finished, and he made the molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in a circle, and its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits encircled it round about. And under the brim of it round about there were knops which circled it, for 10 cubits, circling the sea round about. The knops were in 2 rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set on them above, and all their hinder parts were inward. And it was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was wrought like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 2,000 baths. And he made the 10 bases of bronze, 4 cubits was the length of 1 base, and 4 cubits its width, and 3 cubits its height. And the work of the bases was on this manner: they had panels, and there were panels between the ledges. And on the panels that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubim, and on the ledges there was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. And every base had 4 bronze wheels, and axles of bronze, and the 4 feet of it had undersetters. Beneath the basin the undersetters were molten, with wreaths at the side of each. And the mouth of it inside the capital and above was 1 cubit, and its mouth was round after the work of a pedestal, 1.5 cubits, and also on the mouth of it were gravings, and their panels were 4 square, not round. And the 4 wheels were underneath the panels, and the axle trees of the wheels were in the base, and the height of a wheel was 1.5 cubits. And the work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axle trees, and their fellows, and their spokes, and their naves, were all molten. And there were 4 undersetters at the 4 corners of each base. Its undersetters were of the base itself. And in the top of the base there was a round circle 0.5 cubit high, and on the top of the base its supports and its panels were of the same. And on the plates of its supports, and on its panels, he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the space of each, with wreaths round about. After this manner he made the 10 bases, all of them had one casting, one measure, and one form. And he made 10 basins of bronze, one basin contained 40 baths, and every basin was 4 cubits, and on every one of the 10 bases one basin. And he set the bases, 5 on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward, toward the south. And Hiram made the basins, and the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he wrought for King Solomon in the house of Yahweh. The 2 pillars, and the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars. And the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. And the 10 bases, and the 10 basins on the bases. And the 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under the sea. And the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, even all these vessels, which Hiram made for King Solomon, in the house of Yahweh, were of burnished bronze. The king had cast them in the plain of the Jordan, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceedingly many, the weight of the bronze could not be found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of Yahweh, the golden altar, and the table on which the showbread was, of gold. And the lampstands, 5 on the right side, and 5 on the left, before the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs, of gold. And the cups, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the firepans, of pure gold, and the hinges, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple, of gold. Thus all the work that King Solomon wrought in the house of Yahweh was finished. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver, and the gold, and the vessels, and put them in the treasuries of the house of Yahweh.